Okay, fine. So I've got several questions to ask you.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
First one is, what were you doing before 2004, before your career as a musical producer started?
I have always been a music producer, but not making electronic music like that. Like, I had a studio since 1996. And I recorded rock bands and metal bands and hip hop and kind of anything. And this 2004 was the first time when I got in contact with electronic music and when I started making electronic music just to test it, you know, just to find out, is it difficult? Is it hard? Is it easy? And that's basically I've been doing everything. I used to be a very good metal guitar player, and yeah, now I'm not anymore because I haven't really played in 10 years. But I was doing other things for local bands mostly.
So which electronic bands made you pay attention to this music style?
None.
Okay.
It was the exact opposite.
How did all start then?
Yeah, there's one rather big dark electro party in Hamburg, and my friend runs it. So I just go there and hang out, and I always said, dude, the music you play is shit. Can't you play some AC/DC or something like that? I just made fun of him, you know. So he always said, ah, fuck off, you know. And at one point he said, you're a musician, make something better. So I just sat at home and said, yeah, okay, why not? And that's how it started. And I don't know if it is better, but I like it more. So it's exactly, it started by not liking the music that was there. So.
And you wanted to do something better.
Well, I wanted to do something that I like more.
Do you think being a solo person project made it easier for you at the beginning, that you didn't have to like make an agreement for every decision with other people?
Yes. I would never ever play in a band again, never. Because bands are, even if you're the only one who writes the songs or something, having four other people or three other people is such a hassle, because someone will always be late, someone will be like lazy, someone will, I don't know, his girlfriend will tell him to, you know, stay home, or some stuff like that. And it's so difficult to get stuff done in a band, and if someone goes crazy, you still have to deal with him. Right now, all the guys that play with me, they come for the show and they leave after the show. So if they go nuts, I can always say, sorry, man, I'd rather play with someone else. And that makes it so much easier for me to just do my thing and not worry about the ego of the bass player. And the drummer wants to play a lot more because he wants to show off how good of a drummer he is. And yeah. So I don't like... It's just, I want to make music and I don't want to deal with the shit that comes with four egotistical artists. Like, I think I'm good and whatever, I like my stuff, I like myself. So if you have four of these people, it's going to be a mess. And that's, solo project is better.
So what do you consider yourself in the first term? Like, music producer?
Yeah, I consider myself a producer and maybe a performer second. But, it's probably more like producer, songwriter, producer, performer, in that order. Because I write a lot of songs, I don't produce them all. It's like sometimes it's just acoustic guitar and singing. But yeah, the performance is just, I love it, but it was the thing that came last. So songwriter would be the first thing.
Okay. And how do you find a music scene in Hamburg? I see that it all started there.
Yeah.
You're from Hamburg?
Yeah, from Hamburg. Well, I was born there, I grew up somewhere else, and I moved back there 10 years ago. And what about the music scene? It's hard to say. Like, you have, from this scene, you have a lot of well-known bands like VNV Nation or And One, come from Hamburg, but I think the scene is pretty big for this style of music, but it's also very slow and not very interested in things. Because that's what happens in big cities. You get all the shows, you get all the, I don't know, parties, and you get all this big hype and everything, so people get really bored. It's like, yeah, everyone, we're the coolest anyway, and we were like very satisfied and very like lazy with our, and happy with ourselves, but not really happy with ourselves. So it's like, if you go to a different place, like in South Germany, maybe a smaller city, there's a lot more going on, because maybe this is the one party that they have in a month or something. So people are a lot happier to go to that party. They put more effort into things. And so regarding bands, I don't know. I don't know many bands from that style of music. I mean, I actually think that less, like most bands don't come from big cities, like Hamburg or Berlin or something like that. They're mostly from smaller places. I don't know why that is, but the scene is like almost non-existent.
How would you say you start the most of your songs? With the concept, an image, a word,
sound? Say that again?
Like, what is the origin of most of your songs?
Right, okay.
Do you start with an image or maybe a sound, a word, feeling?
It's very different, very different. As in, sometimes, like I have one song, I came home from a party, completely drunk, and the next morning I had written most of the lyrics to that song on the backside of an invoice. So I had this paper that I had to pay like 100 euros, and on the backside I wrote the lyrics, but I don't even remember writing that. So that's the one strange thing, for instance. Or I read something, a funny line, or someone says something, I save it in my cell phone, and then I say, okay, that would make a good lyric. So I name the song like that. I say that's the title of the song, and then I think about what could I write about that, or like, is that a party song? Is that a sad song or something like that? Or I just have a melody in my head. I just whistle something and I start from there. You can never say it's always the lyrics first or something.
And,
not always. But for the new album, for example, I made a story. It's a concept album, 16 songs that tell a story. So I had to write the story first and then say, okay, song one is about this, song two is about this. And then you try to make the song sound like what it is about. Like the first song is about being very, very bored in your job and waiting for Friday afternoon to get home. So the song is really... But yeah, everyone wanted to go home from work on Friday. It's not right now, but yeah, I can relate to that. Yes, of course. And so I made the song really, really, really slow, and it's almost painful to listen to because it doesn't change, and it's so repetitive and boring. And so that could be a way to work on a song. Or I just hear like a little doo-doo-doo or whatever, and I make a song out of that little sound. So it's very, very different.
And what do you enjoy better, composing a new song or maybe finding a way to turn around a super famous track like White Wind?
I don't know. The covers, they're always very quick. It's like takes 3 hours or something and then everything's done. Because the song is already there, I just have to think about how I would like to hear it. So I don't have to...
Yeah, but you've listened to it so many times, it must be difficult to change.
No, exactly. Because I always think of extra things. Like if I hear a song by Bon Jovi, I always think, oh, I would do it like this, and I would do it like always. Or if there's another song, it's just an acoustic guitar and a vocal, I always think, oh, maybe a beat like that would be good, or maybe strings, violin, or something like that. And because I always think like that, I don't know why, sometimes it's easy, especially with famous songs that I heard a lot of the time, you know, like White Wedding, for instance.
Okay, so it's much more easier to do a cover than...
Yeah, much easier.
Okay. What happened to you, if it can be told, that made you unexpectedly include so many ballads in your last album?
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Because... that was, wait, October 2009 was the... And the most of 2009 was a shit year for me. So, for some reason, I had, I think, 10 or 12 songs written over the course of the year, and they were all sad songs. So I kind of decided to You know, I could sit down and force myself to write 5 party songs or something like that, but I didn't feel like doing that. And because I never liked to do what people expect me to do, I decided, yeah, fuck it. I have 12 ballads. I look at the best, I choose the best 5, and I put them on an EP. Like when Dirty Girls was out on FH2, everyone's like, oh, great song. When are you going to do another one like that? So I made Tanz vor drei vier, which is very different. It's much harder. It has German lyrics. It was completely the opposite of Dirty Girls. So now everyone's expecting Tanz vor drei vier part 2. So I decided, I don't know. I had a lot of good songs, so, but they were all ballads. Yeah, fuck it. I'll do ballads. It's just what I was writing at that point.
And what does the Beautiful Title Horizon Born mean to you?
Ooh. The title means, okay, if something is born at the, something or someone is born at the horizon, it is very far away, it is visible, and you can never reach it. Because the horizon is over there, and you can see it, but if you move closer, it will still be there. So, I'm not gonna give away the whole song. I'm not going to tell you exactly what the song is about, because then I will kill the song for most people who maybe have a different idea. But Horizon Born, basically, the term means it's far away, it's unreachable, but you can see it very, very easily. And that,
from everywhere.
From everywhere, yeah. Wherever you go, you'll see it, but it's still far away. All right. Okay.
So when are you coming to Spain?
In September. September 3rd in Barcelona and September 4th in Madrid, I think. We play with VNV Nation and we're opening. So I think it's Sala Heineken and Sala something else.
Heineken, I think it must be Madrid.
Madrid, yeah. I don't remember the other one, but where are you from?
Apollo,
no. Yeah, so you have to come. Yeah. Write me an email. We'll put you on the guest list, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. No, you have to show up.
Do you want to say something before we?
Yes. Good. In October, the new Faderhead album comes out. It's called Black Friday, and you will be able to listen to it, the whole album, on my website. So please check it out. It's going to be a very good album, I think. And it has a story behind it. There's a little, like maybe a little movie with it and everything. So check it out in October. It's good.
Okay.